The eye of man is never satisfied. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get an answer to the question of what does it mean to let go of your ego. Enjoy.
Do you ever feel like sometimes there's this underlying uneasiness that we can feel in life sometimes? Like we're never really fully content with how things are. Something could always be better. I was hoping that today we could delve into what might be the root cause of some of those feelings and ways that we can maybe overcome it. A way to create space to feel content, but not like a shallow, short-lived happiness. I mean, finding balance, calmness, and peace in our everyday lives. So just to give you a little bit of background here, the information I'm sharing in today's video is based on a book called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. It's one of the few resources I've come across in my life that's shifted the way my mind works and how I process my emotions. In the book, Tolle introduces the concept of having an ego, which is usually an attribute we associate with somebody who feels like they're a lot better than everyone else. But for the sake of the ego we're going to be talking about in today's video, that's not what I want you to think. Instead, I want you to see the ego as this identity that we've created about ourselves. For example, you might say, I'm a really good illustrator, I'm a hard worker, I'm a multitasker. And I'm also an anxious person. I keep making stupid life choices. I don't think anyone likes me. And this and that thing about my body are ugly. In all of these thoughts, whether they were positive or negative, the ego is hidden in the words I, me, my, or mine. I am a hard worker. My body is ugly. And these beliefs about our personalities, our talents, our abilities, these are our ego. It's a mental construction that we've created of ourself. So it's our self-image and it's artificial. The more we identify with these things as being real, the more the ego creates emotional drama in our lives. There's a few aspects of the ego that are really important to point out. For one, the ego loves to identify with things that enhances its sense of self-worth. That's my car, my partner, my clothes. This is my life, my story. The ego also loves to compare, comparing our positive attributes to someone else's negative attributes or the other way around. Like, for example, saying something like, everyone around me seems to have their life together and I don't know what I'm doing. Or why am I always the hard worker and he's always so lazy? The ego loves to attach itself to labels because labels enforce that sense of self. Those people are successful, I'm a failure. Or I'm a hard worker, that person is lazy. Me versus them. And when we validate the labels, we feed the ego. Complaining is another aspect of the ego and also helps to strengthen it. Whether we're just complaining silently to ourselves mentally or when we vocalize it and complain out loud. We complain about the situation that we're in or how someone acted or how we look. The ego just feeds off of the drama. And let's say, for example, that we don't like how we look. Subconsciously, without even being aware of it, the ego tells us that maybe if we buy more things, beautiful things, then we too will be beautiful. Maybe these new material possessions will boost our self-worth. But the thing with the ego is it's never fully satisfied. That feeling of pleasure that comes after some retail therapy, it's always short-lived because the ego is already looking for something else, wanting something more. So what do we do about all of this? Tolle says that the key to transcending the ego is to simply become aware of it. The problem is the ego is usually hidden in the stream of unconscious thoughts that runs through our heads so rapidly every single day. But as soon as we become aware of the thoughts, the attachments, the labels, the comparing, the complaining, we are no longer the thoughts. We're now the awareness, the person observing the thoughts. The thoughts are just thoughts. The feelings are just feelings, but they're not us. We're not identified with it. And so awareness of the ego is the key to transcending it. If we want to easily spot the ego, we just need to look for the trail of emotional drama it leaves behind in our lives. And it manifests itself in feelings of dissatisfaction, anxiety, anger, insecurity. These feelings are usually strongly associated with our sense of self-image. So anytime you notice yourself saying the words I, me, my, or mine, chances are your ego is at play here. So for example, we never really cared about the car until it became my car. We didn't feel jealous about that person until it became my partner. I wouldn't have cared about the plate at the store, but as soon as my plate breaks, I'm upset. Another really easy way to spot the ego is anytime we feel like we don't have enough of something, because the ego always wants more. More success, more money, more attention, more pleasure. And anytime it doesn't feel like it has enough of something, it can make us feel like we're the ones that aren't enough. And the thing with the ego is we can never really fully ever get rid of it completely. It's always going to be there, but how strong of a role it plays in our lives depends on how much we let it run free unconsciously. And the key word there is unconsciously.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.